Friends, we are continuing our share in the Sefer Asvin D'Oraisa in Klal Ches. We were talking about the nature of the Isser Yevama Lashuk. So, in the first share we saw the Suffolk, if Isser Yevama Lashuk is an Stam and Isser Bia, or it's Mikoch Ishus, does it stem from the Ishus, or is it Stam? An Isser, which happens to be Bia. Or does it come from Ishus? And this has a Nafkusa Ladina. There's a Nafkamina Ladina where this Isser comes from. First of all, Le'inyan Yaharig Val Yavor. Second of all, le'inyan ein davar sheva erba pachas mishnayim. If we say that iser yevama lashuk is mikach ishus, then the iser is an iser erva, even though the iser is just a lav, but it's an erva. So since it's machmas ishus, it's erva, and this erva is a lav, but it's an erva, and since it's in an erva, then maybe it's like other arayas, then yaharig val yavor, or in yenedar v'lerba shapachas mishnayim. But if the iser is an iser bia ba'alma, it's not machmas ishus, it's stam an iser, it doesn't have a din erva. So look in the Tosis and Yevamis, daf lamed vuv amud bayis, dibar maschil halo shaha, and that it says there that a Yevama that gave birth to a son, and he died within 30 days, rechoshish, maybe he was in nefel, and therefore he wasn't really a viable fetus, child, and the woman still needs chalitza. So, frek Tosfos, why don't we go after the row of women give birth to a good baby and she shouldn't need chalitza? And for Tosfos, techayshina lemiut hamatzah, you know, we're choshish for a miut, just like mayim shein lehimself, that if a man falls into mayim shein lehimself, that there's a chshash, a small chshash, that he's still alive, he came up on the other side where we can't see him, and therefore his wife is aser. And a goseis, you don't say that just because someone's a goseis that his wife can get married afterwards. So here also, we're choshesh for miut hamatsui. Maybe there's a miut that the child was a nefel. It says Tosis afa gav d'shem ha'asim yishum chomer erva hichmiru. Aye, maybe there it's more chamor in those cases of Maim Shein Lem Sof, that Ishto is a sewer and Goses Shein Midinol of Losius Ishto, he can't be made in a Goses that he died to get his wife married, because that's a case of Erva. Oh, so what's the contrast Tosis is making? But Yevama is not an Erva. So you see that Tosis contrasts Erva and Yibum. So you see that Yibum doesn't have a din of Erva. So writes in the Tshuvas Ber Yitzchak and Ebenezer and Simen Hei Anaf Hei, and so in the Ein Yitzchak and Chelek Aleph Ebenezer Simen Chav Gimel, and he brings Lechem the Shleiman to Simen Tesvav, who discusses whether Yevama Lashuk is an Erva or not. And the Ein Yitzchak and Chelek Beis Ebenezer Simen and Tes, he's Marich, and this very interesting to Chakira. Look also in the Masechta above Mitzia and Afchof Amid Aleph. There we're going to see a different Nigan. Says the Gemara, Hahu Gita, there was a certain get, Deshtakach Beidina de Rav Huna. It was found in the Beis Din of Rav Huna. It said in his get that man divorced his wife. Bishvirei Masa de Al Rochis Nahara. In the city Shviri, which is found by Nahar Rochis. And the Shliach came, who was sent by one of the people in that city, whose name and wife's name appear on the get, and he said that he was the one who lost it. And he said, please give it back so I can finally divorce my wonderful wife. Amar Rav Huna, Chayshin and Lishnei Shvirei. Rechoshish, that there's another city that we don't know about, called Shvirei, which is also by the Nar, which is called Rachis. And maybe there's a guy there whose name and wife's name are equal. And maybe for them this get was written. And their shliach came and it fell from him. And therefore you can't give it back to this guy because maybe it belongs to someone else with the same name from a town with the same name. Amalei Rav Chisda l'Rabba. Rav Chisda said to Rabba, Pukayein, go and look in this halacha, Dela'urta boila Rav Huna minach, because at night Rav Huna is going to ask you about this. Nafak, he went out, Dok v'ashkach, he was medaktek, Rabba, and he found a raya for this shaila. Snan, call Maisa Beisdin. Any Maisa Beisdin that's found, like for example, somebody found the Shtar Chov, and there's a henpeik written on it, which is the certification of the Beisdin that the Eidim signatures are valid. Hareza Yachzir, you have to give it back to the Malveh. So from the Mishnah, we can learn that since we don't have a Chazak in that city of a Malveh and a Loveh with the same names, we're not choshesh, maybe the shtar fell from the Malveh in another city that's whose name and the name of the Loveh were the same as these two people's names. So just like we find by a shtar that you should give by a shtar halvah, you should give it back, so to a get you should give it back, and let's not be choshesh that it belongs to other people with the same names. Amralei, so Rav Amram said to Rabbo, Heichi, Poshet Mar Yisura Mimamona. How are you Poshet? How do you resolve a Suffolk B'dinei Yisur V'Heter from a teaching that was said B'nyan Dinei Mamonos? In other words, that we find that you're machzir to the Malveh, Shtar Chov that was lost, you cannot resolve that you're machzir to a Shliach, a get that was found, in order to divorce his wife, because the Surim are more chomer than Mamonos. Get were more machmer because of Eishes Ish. Amar Lei, so Rabbi said to Rav Amram, Tarda, lazy one, Atzlan, Shtari Chalitza Meyunin Tnan. We also learned in the Mishnah you give back Shtari Chalitza, and Shtar is about Meyun, that the woman refused her husband or their Rabbanan marriage, which are Shtaris of Isurim, and that were Matir through them, a woman to marry whomever she wants. So you see that we can equate Mammon and Isser. Tosfos, Dibur Maschil Isur Mimimona, writes, Vim tomer tfean an machmirin bimimona zahein olchem imamon acharov vila bisur zlina basaruba frektosis. I don't understand. Why is the Gemara saying that we should be more machmir in Isser, we should be more machmir in Mammon? In Mammon we don't go after Rov, in Isser we do. So who says Isser is more chamer? Mammon is more chamer. And for Tosfos, v'yesh lomar, we're skipping a little bit, to mikol makom be'eshes ish achmiru, and eshes ish, they were more machmir. Demayim she'ein lahem sof lo tinase lechatchil af bisharuba meisim, because when you have a case of mayim she'ein lahem sof, the man fell in, his wife is not allowed to get married, even though the rov die. So you see how machmir we are by yeshes ish, that we're choshish for the miut. So that's why here also in that shlab of the Gemara, hechi pashit esur mamona, isur is more chamus. We shouldn't return the get. And the Gemara says, no, you have shtari chalitza and miyunin that you do return. Wait a second, shtari chalitza, that's isur yivam lashuk. How does isur yivam lashuk help us about get? Just because you can return shtari chalitza, who says so first we want to be more machmir because of get, that a get you shouldn't return. Why shouldn't you return the get? Because of chomer eishes ish. Because you see that you're choshish for miut by a get, and therefore the isser of get is more chomer. And then we say, no, we're not going to be so machmir. Why not? Because look, we have shtari miyun, shtari chalitza. Shtari chalitza you return. So if you return a shtari chalitza, you can also return a get. But what does a shtari chalitza have to do with get? Get is erva. And shtari chalitza is just this yavam lashuk. That's not an erva. Al karchach. That yavam is also this erva lashuk. That's exactly the Gemara's rai. How beautiful is that? The Gemara says, "Hechi pashit marasur mamona. How are you pashit iser from mammon? Mammon, you can return. Iser is more chamor. Like we saw in Tosfos, they were machmir because the iser eishasis. You shouldn't give it back. And we wrote a raya. No, look at shtari chalitza. Shtari chalitza, you return. Yeah, but shtari chalitza is not chamor iser eishasis." Shtari chalitza is yisur yavam alashuk. Who says that's a din in eishes ish? Al karcha, from the fact that we're bringing a raya shtari chalitza to get, must mean that the yisur yavam alashuk is also erva. Aha! So that's a raya before, and we had a raya that yisur yavam alashuk is not an erva. We brought the raya from the Tosfos and Yavamis because we contrast the Isser of Yavam Alashuk, this whether or not the baby was a viable child, we contrast that with Chomer Erva, that it's not like Chomer Erva, only in the Chomer Erva maybe we were Machmer, they say, but not Yavam Alashuk. But here we see that it's compared to Get, so it is the same. It is an Isser Erva. So we just brought Araya, so thus far in this shir, we have in our packets two Rayas. We have Araya, that it's Isser Yavam Alashuk is not Midin Erva. And now we have a raya from the Gemara above Mitzia with Tosfos that is Yavam Alashuk is Mishum Erva, and that's why it's compared to Get. Now we have another Gemara, and for this Gemara we have to travel, if you will, we'll go together to Meseches Bava Basra. Meseches Bava Basra, Daf Kif Lamed Hai. Amr Aleph, Hahu, there was a certain person, Dahave Muchsok Lon Deles Le Oche. There was a certain man regarding whom we presumed that he had no brothers. There was a public perception that he had no brothers, but there was no actual evidence. Amr of Yosef, Rav Yosef said, My Lechoshla, what grounds are there for being concerned with the legal status of his wife and permitting her to remarry without chalitza? So now the Gemara presents two factors that should permit her. Chada, the muchsak lan, the les le'achin. One, there's a presumption that her husband had no brothers. Her husband had no brothers, this alone would permit her. Number two, Viod, Hamar Bishas Misa the Lesley. He said at the time of his death that he had no brothers. This would suffice to permit her. Even if there was a presumption that he did have brothers, we learned earlier in the Gemara, in the previous Amud, that since a husband saying that his wife isn't Chayevus in Yibum is strengthened by Amigo, because he could have divorced her, so then it also goes against the Chazaka. He said at the time of death that he had no brothers. Since he said at the time of death he has no brothers, let's assume that he has no brothers. Amar le Abaye, so Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, Amri, but people are saying, De'ika Eidin b'medina sayam di'yadi de'isle ache. There are people and witnesses in a faraway land who know that he does have brothers. There was this rumor circulating around town that they were Eidin, that he does have brothers. So therefore, we shouldn't allow her to marry until we investigate this. Let's get to the bottom of it. Rav Yosef replies, Amar lei hashtamius nesna lekalesna lekamon. But now, at any rate, the alleged witnesses aren't in front of us. Lav hainu de Rabbi Chanina. This is not the case similar to Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina said, referring to a woman who had been kidnapped, Eidim b'tzad Eston, the alleged witnesses are somewhere up north, v'sei aser, and you're going to answer her based on their testimony. Come on! The Gemara in Ksuba says that Shmuel's daughter said they'd been kidnapped by Goyim, but they weren't violated by them. So generally, women who are captured by Goyim are aser midrabban for marrying a Kohen. Maybe they were raped. For Rabbi Chanina, ruled that Shmuel's daughters are mutter, for since the fact of their being taken into captivity was only established through their own admission. So the fact that they say that they weren't violated should also believe that Pesha Asar, Hua Peh, Shehitir. So Rabbi Chanina was then told that there was a rumor that there were witnesses in another country. He says, witnesses. It doesn't interest us because they're not here now. Eidim, it's not Eston to say, Asar, what they're Eidim all the way there, and you're going to ask to them. Come on. Abaye said to Rav Yosef, how can you be, if you're lenient regarding a captured woman, a shvuya, where chachamim are mekel about a shvuya in other areas? For example, we believe in filu isha achas, that a woman hadn't been violated. If you're mekel about a shvuya b'vakasha, but nokel be'eshes ish, we're going to be mekel also about an eshes ish. What do you mean we're going to be mekel about an eshes ish? This is a madna mad l'lashen. Let's see the Rashbam. Are we talking here about an eshes ish? We're talking about whether or not she needs chalitza. What do you mean, nekel be'eshes ish? Zok the Rashbam, bitmia. Dikur eser chenek. Eshes ish has an eser chenek. Vaharehi. Asura. Vaharehi becheskes iser. Adata. Until now she's been becheskes iser. Let's not be matir misafek, since people say, "Kevin d'amri inshi dik edim dinas hamshes kukli yavim." So the Rashbam says that this woman has an iser chenek, which begs the question: she doesn't have an iser chenek; there's only a lav. There's no Isser Chenek over here. How can you say there's an Isser Chenek? It's really madna. We're talking about a woman who's Lashuk, a woman whose husband is dead. She doesn't have an Isser Chenek. So how can you say she's an Eishes Ish, like the Gemara says, with an Isser Chenek? So the Bach was jumped right on top of this. And he said, Afogav dach shebeinu Eishes Ish, v'lek a Chenek, kim lav. Right now there's no Eishes Ish. There's no Chenek. all there is a lav, the lotiash to mesa chutsa, nevertheless, meacher de kodim shemes baila, haitz becheskes eshishisha, dain becheskes also isser omedes, since before and she was becheskes eshishis, she still is. Vzo isser chenik, lo chenik mamish, rak isser chenik shahayapa. This is moiridik. There's not a chenik mamish, there's an isser chenik that was originally on this woman when she was married. It doesn't go away until the Zik of Yavama goes away. So we see that Isser Yavama Lashuk is an Isser Ishus. We're calling this an Isser Chenek. And therefore, we cannot be makel and say that since the Edom are not in front of us, we're going to let her remarry, because we're dealing with an Eishas Ish here. The Gemara calls it an Eishas Ish. The Rashbam calls it an Isser Chenek. Even though the Isser already went away, her husband's dead, but it's rooted in Isser Chenek. It's rooted in Erba. V'shalon istalek adayin Eishas Habal. The Ishus HaBaal hasn't gone away. And Rak Niklash Mimisa Lalav. It only became weaker from a Misa to a Lav. Unbelievable. So here we have a raya that it has the status of an erva. And the Nodabi the Kama, Eben Ezra Simon and Dalit, and the Chasim Sofer, and Eben Ezra Chelik Beis Simon Pei Beis, they talk Bekitzer about this Shaila, if Yavama Lashuk is an erva. And the only raya they bring, says the Asan Daraisa, is from Bava Basra Kuflamid Hei, that we just brought. In the Ma'arit, in the Chuvis, in Chelik Beis, Eben Ezra Simen Yudches, he also has this Chakira. Is Yavama Lashuk an Isser Erva or not? And he writes, the Kedusha Yavam, the Zikas Yavam, Enuel and Mekedusha Achiv, Shkol Shemais Belobon, Amadayin Zikas Okayemes, so there is still this kiddushim of the brother. But the Ma'arit argues with him. He brings a number of rayas that Rav Yosef Engel brings. He discusses them. Very, very interesting. Today with computers, you can write a whole sefer on this shaila probably. So we will conclude the shiur here. And we saw two rayas that it does have the status of an erva, one raya doesn't have the status of an erva. And in Mitzvah Shem, Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the koach and the moach, we shall continue. Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.